Hey guys, welcome to this podcast. In today's episode, we are talking about the new drawing AR feature in Snapchat. This is mind-blowing. If you haven't seen this, you better open Snapchat. Update it first if you haven't. Many people don't for some reason, so update it and go into the new AR bar, it's called, and you'll see this new photo math features, all kinds of neat features. So on this is a new button that has 3D art. So what it allows you to do is paint on your face in 3D. So it will allow you to paint one side, and when you do that, it will paint on the other side, duplicating it. So if you want to do a mustache, you do one line on the right side of your face, the left side will do the exact. This is really neat and very cool feature of Snapchat, making it simple for users on iPhones. And I believe Android too has this feature after Android had some new updates currently last year, bringing in new features with the new Lens Explorer for creators, the features of lenses. So with the 3D art, you can draw on your face, like I said, and you can also flip your camera over and draw in AR wherever on anything. So some great examples I got to see were on cars, like the hoods, and on the grills, putting mustaches or silly eyeballs on your car. So what's neat was you can walk around the car and come back to the front of the vehicle and the drawing was still there. So there is some creators that did this as lenses, and I remember this when this came out last year, some creators tried this. This was a really neat concept and really neat technique. So Snapchat had now built that in into the camera, allowing the user to pick different materials, paints, colors, sizes, and how simple their UI is. The UI still throws me off. The UI is like a pre-made type UI. It seems like someone built that in like Photoshop. It's not perfect. I've seen way better UIs built in on lenses, like Jai, a super great lens creator, has built some amazing UIs. So when I saw Snapchat's, I was a little confused why they didn't use like an internal UI on the lens. So it might be just a lens, and that's probably why, because it's not really taking advantage of the hardware. But what does take advantage of the new hardware is the new keyboard text feature on the user's face. So this is called 3D text. Same thing on the new AR bar. The user can now draw, well, actually not really draw, type out words using their native keyboard, typing things out, and they can put things on the floor, on their head, and pick the emojis. Now, what's really neat is I got to speak with some of the developers at LensFest about a couple weeks ago. It's now November. But after I got to try this, they said, depending what you type, the emojis will change. You write a hot dog, it'll put a hot dog emoji. You put a cookie for the text, like, I want cookies. The emojis on the left and right will change to a cookie. You can also change it manually. There's only a slight selection of them, but like I asked, well, why can't I pick more? And they said, well, if you type a certain word in, it will add those emojis. So I thought that was really cool. These are some really neat features that Snapchat is bringing into the camera. This all came out really recent. And as you guys know about, you have 3D snaps, and that was a really neat feature. If you don't know what that is, you can Google 3D snaps on Snapchat or visit my YouTube. So this was just a short episode, some new features on Snapchat. And make sure to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, on Facebook at Chris Editing. And then you can follow the Creator Insider at Creator Insider, the Creator Insider on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So have a great week, you guys. See you on the next episode.